Somewhere in the mid-60s, shortly after Vatican II, the Church shifted the emphasis of this feast day from the circumcision, the naming of the child Jesus, the day of prayer for peace, to Mary, Mother of God. That whole prominence, priority, significance, Mary, Mother of God. Mary, Mother of the Church. Mary, First Apostle. I think the first or the best gift that we can peer into this sense of Mary, much like in the natural world, the sun has all of the light, and to look at the sun is very blinding, damaging, if you will. But one can gaze upon the moon. The moon has no light in and of itself. It simply reflects the light of the sun. So when we gaze upon Mary, she reflects the fullness of the light of her son. In particular, her fiat, I think, is a beautiful place for all of us to rest. Her prayer of, I am the servant of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word. That's a beautiful prayer for each day throughout this new year. I'm the servant of the Lord, may it be done to me. Because that particular prayer, that statement of faith, is not at all self-focused. My will, my life, my plans, my purposes. No. It's the complete surrender, emptying out. And as you and I surrender and empty out and embrace this sense of the love of God in each of our own lives, then there's freedom. Then there's joy. Then there's this abundant life in Christ. And our lives and our relationships take on so much more purpose and meaning as we embrace God's purposes. So truly, Mary, Mother of God. The key to understanding Mary is we don't start with Mary. We start with Christ, her Son, the Son of the living God. The more we think of Christ, the more we think of Mary. The less we think of Christ, the less we think of Mary. The more we think of the divinity of Christ, true God, true man, the more we will come to embrace Mother of God, Mother of the Church. Mary's fiat. It's a good little prayer as we embark upon the new year. And then a couple comments perhaps about this new year. Always appreciate Dr. Seuss. He says it so simply. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. In order to look ahead, it's important to be mindful of the past. I offer these little playful comments about history, looking ahead, and then the whole priority of paying attention to that dream that's on each of our hearts. How about this? In 1876, President Rutherford B. Hayes told Alexander Graham Bell, that telephone is an amazing invention, but who would ever want to use one? In 1939, the New York Times proclaimed, the problem with television is that people must sit and keep their eyes glued on a screen. The average American family hasn't time for it. 1949, mathematician John von Neumann said, it would appear that we have reached the limits of what is possible to achieve with computer technology. And the last one, 1873, Sir John Eric Ericsson, surgeon extraordinaire to Queen Victoria, said, the abdomen, the chest, and the brain will forever be shut from the intrusion of the wise and humane surgeon. How about yourself? What are the dreams? What are the desires? What are the hopes that are on your heart for this new year? And before you start to pay attention to those, make sure you're in touch with the gift of this last year. If you were to describe it in one word, one emotion, what would it be? If you were to look back upon the last 365 days, whom are you most grateful for? What are you most grateful for? looking back, and then looking ahead. What's the dream, the desire on your heart? What would you like to do more of this year? Have you given up on some part of yourself? If you could accomplish one thing over the next 12 months, what would it be? The invitation, the new year, the priority of Mary, Mother of God, and the real simple prayer of fiat. I'm the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word.